Our first effort will be an 18-month educational campaign on the health effects and retail marijuana laws for the general public. Then we'll also begin creating ongoing campaigns that are focused on parents and safe storage behaviors in the home, reducing secondhand marijuana smoke exposure in the home, particularly if there's children. We'll focus on pregnant and breastfeeding use, again, recreational use or retail use, not medical use. We'll also target future youth prevention efforts, try to reduce the overconsumption of edibles, and just continue to educate the public on the laws and the health effects of marijuana. We are receiving a little over $5.6 million to be able to implement these mass reach media campaigns.
And how do you plan to get these messages out?
It's likely to be a combination of mass reach media through commercials, through internet, through radio, through outdoor advertising, as well as educational support materials so that the message can be integrated from the doctor's office to the schools. Likely what we'll do is through focus groups and through media research is just make sure that we're targeting each of the populations with the strategies and tactics that are most likely going to reach those groups.
Which groups of the population do you plan to target?
So we are tasked with reaching the general public, retailers, high-risk groups, and targeting the overconsumption of edibles.
You know, what is the goal with this outreach?
I would say the overarching goal is to promote safe, legal, and responsible use of retail marijuana. And so as we continue to look at the focus groups, the data that we receive, monitor some of the data that the public health department already tracks on use, it's to identify where there are areas of unsafe use or illegal use and how we can try and promote healthier use of retail marijuana as well as keeping it within the legal boundaries.
Is the Colorado Department of Health and Environment targeting any of its messaging toward tourists?
I would say that through the website and through the messaging, we're hoping to promote and educate all of the public on what the laws are, because many people who are even residents are not currently aware. On our website, on colorado.gov/marijuana, we do have an entire section on the laws for tourists, because it is slightly different if you're a visitor to the state than if you are a resident. Through our partnership with the Department of Revenue and our efforts to educate retailers, we are likely to provide educational and informational materials that can be distributed at point of sale that will provide more information for tourists. And then I know that CDOT was also very active in educating tourists through rental car companies about the DUID laws, driving under the influence of drugs laws in Colorado.
Is there a need out there? Have you noticed a need out there for education on this topic?
I would say certainly. There's a lot of misunderstanding about what the laws are. Many people still smoke in public and aren't really sure about home grows and aren't really sure on the age. There's some confusion between, 18 and 21. We certainly have heard a need from educators, from clinicians, and the medical community, and then just from the general public, that people need to understand a little bit more.
Well, Allie, thank you so much.
Thanks so much, Marcy.